From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. As they start, there is disagreement in the latest round of Syria peace talks. The Syrian opposition now says armed groups have suspended their participation in Russia-backed ceasefire talks, demanding the government follow through with an earlier agreement to halt attacks and release detainees. The fourth round of these talks opened today in the Kazakh capital of Astana. Washington is sending a senior State Department official to the talks for the first time. Wednesday, the Syrian opposition circulated a document that calls for the creation of de-escalation and security zones to be monitored by observer countries. It said the zones would allow for the voluntary return of refugees. Russia, a close ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is also reportedly circulating a proposal for safe zones. Ahmed Ramadan, an opposition representative, says armed groups delegations suspended their participation in the talks after presenting a 10-point document that calls for adherence to an earlier ceasefire reached in December. The presidents of Russia and Turkey are holding talks on the situation in Syria and the restoration of full economic ties between their two countries. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of Wednesday's talks that their ability to discuss key issues, including Syria, shows that relations are being fully restored. The meeting at Putin's Black Sea residence coincides with the Syria ceasefire talks in Kazakhstan. The cooperation on Syria marks a sharp turnaround for Russia and Turkey, which back opposing sides in the war. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a suicide bombing Wednesday in Kabul killed at least 8 people and wounded 25 more. The attack apparently targeted a foreign military convoy as it passed during morning rush hour. Witnesses said the blast damaged nearby civilian cars and that most of the victims were Afghan civilians. No immediate claim of responsibility. According to a recent poll, Japanese voters are divided over Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's campaign to revise the country's 70-year-old pacifist constitution. VOA's Steve Miller reports that as North Korean tensions continue to rise, there is a shift toward change.
Japan's constitution was written by the United States after Tokyo's defeat in World War II and never amended. It prohibits the country from engaging in anything other than self-defense. On Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe indicated that because of the increasing severity of the security situation with North Korea, now was the time to take the historic step toward reform. A Nikkei-incorporated TV Tokyo survey showed 46% of respondents favored keeping the Constitution as is, 4 percentage points lower than last year. The number favoring a change stood at 45%, up 5 percentage points from a year ago. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said this week that Australia would not tolerate reckless, dangerous threats to regional stability following North Korea's ballistic missile test last weekend. Speaking to Australians and Americans gathered at a dawn commemoration ceremony in Townsville marking 75 years since the Battle of the Coral Sea, Turnbull said Australia would work with its allies to address security threats.
Today, Australia and the United States continue to work with our allies to address new security threats around the world. Together, we're taking a strong message to North Korea that we will not tolerate reckless, dangerous threats to the peace and stability of our region.
Pyongyang has in the past year stepped up its missile test, firing dozens of various types of rockets, according to South Korea, with the most recent failing test on last Saturday. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop of Australia recently said North Korea would be subject to further Australian sanctions if the tests persist. However, the North Korean Foreign Ministry fired back, saying Australia will come within the range of a nuclear strike if they continue to back the U.S. hardline stance on the rogue nation. A large explosion struck a coal mine in northern Iran today, trapping dozens of miners, according to state media. Ambulances, helicopters, and other rescue vehicles raced to the scene in Iran's northern Golestan province as authorities work to determine the scale of the emergency. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.